Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, Avodah Zarah 20a, pagination is 39. We'll start from the second of the wide lines on the topic of Lo Seicha Neim. You should not give them favor. And we have a concept over here regarding idol worship and regarding idol worshippers that even on something that if it wasn't idol worship, we would find attractive, we would find nice, but because it's idol worship, we do not praise it. So if we would have a true idol worshiper building, we wouldn't say about it that it's so nice, its architecture is so beautiful. If we had a priest of idol worship, we wouldn't say about their clothing or about their attractiveness or something like that. We don't want to find favor. We don't want to praise or entice people in that direction. Meseyeyale l'Rav, this supports the statement of Rav, the Omar Rav, where Rav said, Osa l'odom shayomer kama no avodas kochavim zu. A person is not allowed to say how attractive this woman of idol worship is, which is of course going to be a minefield of a statement because it's a topic of a woman. Why was he looking at a woman to begin with, besides the fact that it's idol worship that he's teaching about? Meisvei, we have a question. Meisvei b'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shaya Gabe Maila Baharabayis, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was in the Beis HaMikdash area, v'ra Ovedes kochavim achas no'e b'yoser, and he encountered a woman, an idol worshipper, that was unusually attractive. Omar, and he said, Morabu ma'asecho Hashem, how great are your deeds, your creations, Hashem. He praised Hashem. Va'af Rabbi Akiva, and we also have an incident with Rabbi Akiva, also dealing with some person, with a woman. Ra Eshes Tunis Rufus HaRasha, he saw the wife of the Roman governor, and when he saw her, Rok Shochak Ubacha, he spat, he laughed, and he cried. Rok, he spat, Shahai Sabamiti Pesrucha, that there should be a little humility over here. You're coming from a little drop. That's how a human being starts. Shochak, Da'asida de Megaira v'nosivla, because he was able to foresee that she's going to become Jewish and he's going to marry her. And he found that pretty funny, that she's still the wife of the governor and making a big fuss on the Roman side, and she's going to switch sides. Bacha, he cried, Da'ai shufra bali afra, because her beauty was going to decompose in the dirt. So how do we understand these cases that they praised? Virav, Odihu Hudekamode. They were not praising the person and saying a compliment. They were acknowledging Hashem's creation. They were redirecting, actually, their reaction as a praise to Hashem. De Omar Mar, Haroa Brios Tovos Omar Baruch Shekocha Bara Be'olama. We have such a concept that when a person sees a good creation, something that strikes him, he should say a special bracha that Hashem has this as part of what he owns in the world, part of what he created. Asks the Gemara, as I mentioned, the minefield, it's a woman. So a person sees a woman, but we have a different concept called istakule, to stare at, to gaze at, to appreciate the nuance. And that's restricted for a man to be gazing at a woman, girl watching. Ule istakule mishari, you're allowed to gaze. Meisvei, you're not allowed to do that. V'nishmarta mikol davara, person should guard himself from anything bad. One of the things is shelo yistakel adam beisha noya v'afilu penuya beishasish v'afilu mechueres. You shouldn't look at a pretty woman, even if she's unmarried, or a married woman, even if she's ugly. person shouldn't be, the man should not be looking. V'lo b'vigdei tzeva shel isha, and not at the particular clothing of a particular woman, which reminds him of that woman. And this topic should have restricted both of the cases that we mentioned from happening. Why were they gazing? Why were they noticing? Why were they looking? So again, normal conduct of a conversation, a person looks at the other person, etc. But the gazing, the noticing, what are you thinking to start noticing that the person is attractive? How did that come to that point? And the Gemara, about 12 lines down, right before the two dots, answers, Karen Zavis Havoi. It's the kind of case where a person was turning the corner, and without realizing that there was something to avoid gazing at, they just turned the corner and encountered it in its prettiness. And in such a case, what could they do? They already saw it. So then they direct their appreciation of it to say that Hashem is a great artist. He creates great things in the world, and kind of an objective type of observation and assimilation of the facts that they just saw, rather than a personal turn-on. So they were praising Hashem, so that's what it was. Rabbi Akiva as well, presumably, he was having a conversation with her, and he noticed her. He didn't intend to notice her, but that's what happened. And he's taking it in an objective way. In fact, you see from the conversation's description, he spat, he laughed, he cried. He's really looking at it all objectively from a scholarly viewpoint. Also mentioned over here, on today's daf, three lines up from the wide, Omer Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the famous brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, which Mesilas Yesharim is modeled after. Torah mevia lidei zehirus. Studying Torah brings a person to be careful. Zehirus mevia lidei zerizus. Being careful then brings a person to the point that they could actively do the right thing. Zerizus mevia lidei nekius. A person who's motivated to do the right thing is able to achieve a level of cleanliness, meaning that even the nuances in their life are able to be focused, channeled in the right direction without any missteps and sidetracks, Nikios Mivila de Parishos, and so on, which is, as I mentioned, what the Mesilas Yesharim modeled his work after, one step at a time, in the climb of spirituality and proper ethics. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.